This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But I think people forget, you know, Saban was once at LSU, and he left, went to the pros, came back. The two names that I'm thinking of, one impacts the Big Ten, the other is a former Big Ten coach. We talked about it for Michigan State job, is Urban Meyer. Urban's sitting there, and you have the resources. Urban was an SEC coach even in the Big Ten. Urban knew the boundaries. He knew the grade. He knew how to push it. Let's put it like that. You got Urban, and then you have Lanning out at Oregon. I wonder if
he's come out and said he's not going anywhere.
Okay.
So he's come out recently and said he's not going anywhere.
I know Clemson basically will pack up Dabo's bags and say you can have him, because I think Clemson's a run. But Dabo doesn't like doing the whole the NIL, the portal thing. He doesn't. He's come out and said that's not me. So I don't think that he would be a fit to go to Alabama.
I'm going to tell you, after you parse through all the names that are out there, and you have to, I would throw a name out there, Ryan from the Houston Texans.
Oh, D'Amico Ryan?
I would tell you that I believe his name will be in the mix of this job.
But he's... Okay, explain, Howard.
They're just the history. There are people that are really close to that program that have always talked for years that he would be one of the people that would be in the mix. And I know you look everywhere else, and there are names out there that you would look to. And I'm sure everyone will have that opportunity. But I think you also look for someone who can be around for the long haul, right? I don't know that Urban's going to be around for the long haul if he were the guy. Do you call Urban? Absolutely. You call whoever you want to call, right? Because it's Alabama. You have unlimited resources. You can do what you need to do to be as competitive as you want to be in college athletics. Nick has put that program in that situation, and the administration has put the program in committed those resources. They don't have some of the other issues from a athletic department standpoint. I think they may have 16, 17 varsity sports.
Yeah.
Right? So the revenue is there. I mean,
their way of dealing with Title IX is, okay, how about we just cut a bunch of programs? Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Football. Yeah.
So, I just think it's going to be a fascinating process to watch and see.
I mean, that's also an interesting name you just dropped. Like, only because he's not struggling. Like, he basically said, okay, I don't understand why y'all act like these rebuilds take a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a rookie quarterback. Here's a rookie defensive player. And I'm a rookie coach. We're in the playoffs. We won the division. It's not that tough. Like, you're the king of Houston right now.
Mm-hmm. The question is, is Alabama a strong enough pull for you to make a move there when you've had the type of success you've had at Houston? Now, listen, again, I'm not saying that he's the top choice. I'm not saying that he's the only person they want. I'm saying that the people that are in the know believe that he's going to be in the mix in some way, shape, or form after people get through all the other names that you know, typically come up for a job like that. I mean, you look at.
See, I can't think of too many names, Howard, because maybe I give that program too much respect. But I'm like, that's Alabama. So, mm-hmm. you know, it's like you got to put on your Sunday best. This is like Easter Sunday at growing up. You better get up, put on the three-piece. Like, that's Bama. They're not going to just take somebody.
Yeah.
You got to be young. You got to be up and coming. You got to be innovative. You got to be cutting edge because they got resources. And they're not a 10-2 season and not going to a championship game. Mm-hmm. Any other school, successful year.
Yeah.
That's a failure at Alabama.
Yeah. So, you know, it'll be it'll be fascinating to watch because it's one of the few jobs, I think, in college athletics that – You can look around and some of the best programs that are out there and the guy that's leading them may very well be interested in that position.
Yeah. And that's well, a lot of people be interested in Bama. Yeah. I don't know if Bama would be interested in them. Hey, man, have you ever thought about going into coaching?
I have not.
I was just wondering, like, maybe I'm talking to the next Bama coach.
Yeah, right. I wish. I think that, that time is long past me by, but I just think it's going to be fascinating to watch. And I wonder, there were a lot of reports in the off season that the Sabins had bought a $17-18 million house in Florida, right? So I think people will look to that and start to say, well, maybe he was starting to give it some thought about what the next moves were going to be. But you couple that, you couple that and you look, you see Saban step away, Pete Carroll,
right,
stepping away. You talk about somebody that's done it at the highest level, that's reached the college game and the pro game. I don't know that anyone else has done it.
I'm about to say Jimmy Johnson. That's it.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson, right. So that's an elite group. And we talked about Harbaugh wanting to also, I think, chase that. As he talks about being able to sit at the big table now, he might be able to slide over. He won't get the head of the table because his dad is still here. So he won't.
You know what? And real quick, let me not to catch. I honestly believe that they probably had a little table that they sat Jim at. That family, would it shock you if you looked and saw he was actually sitting at a little table? I wouldn't, because that family's so competitive.
I would even go this far. I would say Jim wouldn't even want to sit at the big table because he would say there's stuff over there that I haven't done yet. I won't go over here. I can absolutely see him handling stuff that way.
Like, why is there two tables where Jim sits over there with the kids and
with the grandchildren? He hangs out over there.
Right, but now you got Belichick who walks away, and another stat that I saw that Belichick and Saban played in 19 title games. Won 13 of them combined. Howard, are we ever going to see a coach either in the pro or college that has the level of success that either one of these two have had?
I don't think so. I think those days have come and gone. And you look at it this way, man. Bill Belichick hired the young Nick Saban. I mean, you think about that.
Was it Cleveland, right?
Yeah, Cleveland. And then obviously you know the stories. You see, just them talk and the admiration that they have for one another, and it's probably fitting that they both walk away from this thing at the same time, and both kind of. I mean, you think about Bill Parcells, Nick Saban, and Belichick. Those three. I mean, they've accomplished a great deal. And had a great deal of success, at all levels. So I don't think we'll see that again. I think partly because of where college football is with the salaries. The coaches are now commanding at the college level. I think guys will walk away sooner than later. I think at the pro level, what he was able to do in New England, really, it's hard to build rosters. I mean, how many times have we watched New England go on a run and you would say, how are they doing this with the receivers that they're doing this with? Right. And, everything comes to an end, but you never heard about New England just spending crazy, crazy money, overspending in free agency.
No, if anything, they were able to get Tom Brady to just work on a budget.
Absolutely.
And he said, sure, I want to win titles.
Absolutely. And so I think those days are long gone. I'd say one of the differences, the other differences is too, Saban believed in having these giant back offices, right? He believed in that. He knew that's the way you needed to handle things. Where Belichick was on the opposite end of the spectrum. He had the smallest staff and said, everybody's going to be reporting to me, and I'm not trying to keep up with all these people. I need to know what's going on in all of these meeting rooms and what's happening around this program. And you really watch between he and Mr. Kraft really build back a organization that, whether it was a stadium, whether it was everything around that stadium, when they took over, I can remember Bill Belichick talking about, because I believe he had taken the New York Jet job, but then he switched and went to New England. And one of the reasons he switched and went to New England, because there were less distractions around, because there were so many distractions, even going back to the Cleveland days, that were around during that time, that he said, if he had a team and you could be in New England or be in New York, he'd rather take, Foxborough rather than be in Manhattan and be in the New York area. So those things worked for him. And then they created the Patriot way, similar to what they created at Alabama. Guys knew you weren't going to have as much fun as you could have in some other places going to Alabama, but you were going to be able to make it to the league, and you were going to be able to have the opportunity to play for a national title. Now, Kirby Smart has kind of put a twist on that, where he has these guys, they're still disciplined, but they're having a whole lot more fun at Georgia, at least they said, than they are at Alabama. So we've seen that switch happen. So it'll be fascinating to see. And again, I think Belichick's going to coach next year. It's a matter of where he's going to coach. And that's going to be a huge ripple effect, because now, even if you're a team in the playoffs or you're a team not in the playoffs, you're making that call. Because as an owner, you need to say, you're saying, am I better off trying to hire that guy or the guy that's on my staff right now? So it'll be fascinating to watch just what happens, over the next couple of weeks in the NFL, for that matter, what happens in college, because I think the ripple effect will happen there as well.
Right. Well, Howard, I've appreciated having you on all football season. I know the fans have been appreciated you coming on. We'll get you back at the end of the spring practice. But